series of devastating strokes radically altered the life of a healthy and energetic professor of theater. That individual is my brother, Eric Barr. And since his strokes, I've been going out to his place in Southern California to help out, with four horses, a dog, and wood that needs to be cut to get ready for winter. There's always something to do. While visiting this time, we talked a lot about his recovery, the ups, the downs, the challenges, and his frustrations. And while I was there, he recorded a podcast based upon our conversations. I want to share it with you now.
Hi. Welcome to Notes on Strokes for July 2019. The other day, while discussing my stroke, a nurse said that things happen for a reason. I reject the idea that my illness is part of some unseen plan. It did not happen for a reason. Illness is not a punishment, nor is it a call to prove yourself. It is an unfortunate condition that can happen to anyone at any time. But if there is a purpose to my illness, it is how I cope with it and what I learn about myself from it. As someone who is 6 years post-stroke and is still having daily physical and cognitive issues, I think the key to dealing with a difficult situation is to live one day at a time without false hope or paralyzing despair, something that is easier said than done. Because no matter how small, negative developments feel worse than they are, while the positive ones always seem less significant than they should be. So I am now trying to learn to celebrate minor accomplishments and to not allow negative things to dominate my thoughts and feelings. Bad things do happen to good people, and for no rhyme or reason, good things happen for bad people. All we can do is work with what is and move on. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric Barr, and I hope you'll join me next time for more Notes on Strokes.
If you'd like to learn more about Eric or listen to his podcast, Notes on Strokes, you can go to his website, apieceofmymind.net. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.